I'm really excited about art camp. I didn't know how it would go. You know, we have a elementary age art program throughout the year, and it's doing quite well. And so I was hopeful that art camp would just take right off. Well, it has. And we already have 30 students enrolled for next week, June 11th. And the camp itself runs from 9 to noon. So it's a morning camp. It's with artist teacher Stephanie Jean, who is fantastic. And they will be studying little stories that mm-hmm. are very age appropriate and making projects around those stories. So it's going to be a great camp. They'll have new projects every day, all kinds of projects they can take home. Then they'll explore all types of visual arts. And that's for grades 1 through 5. And that goes from June 11th through June 15th. So I am really excited. A student wanting in that camp right now should literally register immediately, and we'll try to get a slot for you.
The older children, 6, 7, 8, 9 grades.
That's right.
That goes the week after that, June 16th.
That's exactly
right. Or June
18th, I should say. June 18th through the 22nd. And the same thing, it's a 9 a.m. to noon camp. If you are a 5th grader and would like to be with 6th, 7th, 8th, 9th graders, we will actually do that because of the fact that this camp on June 11th is very full. So we would take a 5th grader into that camp that starts on the 18th. So again, 9 to noon, June 18th through 22nd, and 9 to noon camp. Every day they'll be doing new activities, and that's going to be a good camp too. Same thing with Miss Stephanie Jean. She's a wonderful teacher.
So art camp going on pretty soon.
Yes.
And limited availabilities left.
Yes, yes. There are many students already enrolled in that second week of camp as well.
What about the young music garden?
Music Garden is starting in June. We're just about to kick that off. Students from ages 1 to 5, so parents or grandparents who would like to bring their very young children, should get involved in that. That meets weekly on Tuesdays, and it is not too late to get involved. And there are age-appropriate classes. It's a great way to get a preschooler to find out if there's some artistic talent, you know, to do some things in rhythm and movement and a lot of ear training. It leads young children into a musical instrument, you know, study later.
Can you tell if someone at 2 has rhythm?
Somewhat,
yeah.
Somewhat. And the oral, you know, they can begin singing and mm-hmm. hearing sounds and understanding all of that very young. It's a great program. So that's with Miss Alice Sanders, and she's nationally certified to teach that program.
You have musical theater camp, which is usually very popular.
Very popular. That's for ages 5 to 14, and that's coming the last week of July, the 23rd through the 28th. And the ages 5, 6, and 7-year-olds will come in the afternoons from 1 to 4. Everybody else, age 8 to 14, we have classes divided up through the day, but they will come from 9 a.m. every day to 4 p.m. Through the week on Saturday, July 28th. I'm getting ahead of myself. By August 28th, we'll be into fall.
That's right.
July 28th, we will be putting on the production of Jungle Book, Disney's Jungle Book. So that's what we're working on during camp week that week.
So what amazes me is you show up Monday.
Yes.
Which is July 23rd.
That's right.
And you start working mm-hmm. on the production then.
Correct.
We're talking costumes.
Very limited costumes.
Okay.
In summer camp, you know, we do a lot of T-shirts, okay. and we do a few little costume pieces that give you the effect. Very easy for Jungle Book to give you an effect of
right.
an animal, you know.
But you're talking about singing, memorizing,
that's
staging.
Right. Singing, staging, acting, dancing, all with sets and that sort of thing.
So that starts on the 23rd, and by the 28th?
They're performing. Yep. About a 45-minute piece or work. And they can do it. I mean, they do a great, great job. We've got a wonderful staff. Ms. Shannon Stoddard will be heading that up. Jennifer Woodside Anderson's our dancer. She's amazing. Ms. Jenny
There's
Law.
There's dancing as well.
Oh, yes, yes. Okay. You know, you're singing and dancing. Mm-hmm. It's always musical theater. These kids love that. And so anyway, we have got a great staff for that. So that's coming up at the end of the summer. We finish off the summer with that and then that performance and that's summer camp explosion.
Now, I know with the musical theater camp, you'll have many young people who've done it before.
Right.
But that is not necessary whatsoever. Or is it?
No. You do not have to have any previous experience. And it seems like every summer we pick up new students, and then a lot of them stay with us then the next school year. It's a great time to just for 1 week time, find out if you like musical theater, and most children do, or for a week's time, find out if you like art, you know, visual art. So camps are just a great way to jump in. You do not have to have any previous experience. Just come on and we will get you involved.
And that performance on the 28th, that also includes the other...
Well, on the 28th, we call that the Extreme Arts Kid Fest Day. We do the performance of Jungle Book. We have a reception afterwards. A lot of our teachers are there. We have fall registration available. We meet and greet parents and everyone and just find out what's coming for fall. So it's just kind of a fun, you know, performance. It's free. It's open to the public. It's a great time.
All right. We'll get some sleep somewhere.
Well, yes.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you.